And on Wall Street, points. Gold is up 20. Dow's down 107 points. Gold is up $24 an ounce. Oil moving back down more than a dollar as gas prices fall slightly. There's under $3.59 for self-serve regular, according to AAA. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, 7:05, August the 16th. Wow. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're chatting live and streaming, of course, at KCNR1460.com. We got a big show today, but before we get to the big show, let's get to Bad Bob. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
Don't let Just Bob get away. I'm getting comments in the chat room about something he said. So I'll have to ask him about this and about a school. I didn't hear that somehow this morning.
Well, you were doing your prep work.
Now, Linda is getting like about 1,000 things done today because we have some ventures that could get some people excited here. So we've got some things that have to be done, and so Linda's out this morning already on the go doing those things. But Bad Bob's here with the weather and can take care of that. Hey, on our show today, we have Reading City Councilman Rick Bassetti, and he'll be in here after the break. But we're also going to have, if you've been paying attention to redistricting, which I hope you have been, because it was just announced finally, the final plans came out, that a gent by the name of Dan Logue, who is going to be our new assemblyman, he's out of Grass Valley. Well, Dan Logue is going to be on the show today at 8 o'clock, so it'll be a good chance for you to find out who Assemblyman Dan Logue is, what's he stand for, his plans for to serve us, because he does work for us in the district, and also ask him a few other questions about things that are going on down in Sacramento. See what he's thinking. You know, next week we're going to have Senator Gaines is going to be on, who is going to be representing us now as senator, since Doug LaMalfa and Jim Nielsen have been districted out of here. If you can believe that. And there's a lot of talk about that. But we're going to talk to Assemblyman Logue about that. We got a lot of questions for, of course, also City Councilman Rick Bassetti concerning, things that are going on at the city, you know, votes, what he sees that's going on. The convention center, Costco, and then some things that just popped up. But first, before we take our break, let's go and get our business minute and see just how well we are doing in the business world. Wells Fargo.
Good morning. The May average is lower due to disappointing economic data out of Europe. The data came as leaders of France and Germany meet to discuss further measures they may take to contain the European debt crisis. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 108 points at 11,375. The S&P 500 is down 14 points at 1189, and the NASDAQ composite is off 37 points at 2517. A few active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange. Pfizer's down 16 cents, trading at 1818 per share. ExxonMobil's off 96 cents at 7333. And Verizon is down 46 cents at 3459. Turning to local stocks of interest, PG&E is down 38 cents at $40.39. PepsiCo's down 41 cents at 6316. And Walmart's up $1.56 at 5154. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 2.27%. Commodities are higher. Gold is up $18.60 at $1,776.60 per ounce. Silver's up 25 cents at $39.58. Crude oil is down $1.53, trading at $86.35 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors.
Thank you, Susan. Okay, we're going to take a quick... Oh, wait, I tell you what. Bad Bob, what's the weather going to be like today?
Sunny and hot today, Carl. High near 98. Tonight's low 65. And continued hot tomorrow. High again near 98. Currently 64 downtown. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, yeah. Anselmo Vineyards, just remember, it's cooler up there. They've got lunch, of course, lunch every day. And then on Thursday nights, they've got their started their pizzas from a wood-fired oven. And I tell you what, if you haven't had one of their pizzas, be prepared. They are just outstanding. And, of course, music this weekend and the brunches, dinner on Sunday. You can't ask for a better place to eat. The ambiance is so, so good. Anybody that goes up there has great meals. The serve staff is friendly, and what a beautiful way to cap off an evening there is to have dinner and then watch the sun go down while sitting out in the terrace there. And Somo Vineyards, great place to go to. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl and the Bot. It is 7:10, August the 16th, 64 degrees. It's going to get hot today. We've come back. Reading City Councilman Rick Bassetti will be sitting here with us. This is Free Fire Radio.
Find yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl Lindabad, good morning, 7:14, August the 16th. It's a good day. It's always a good day here. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. All these things that are going on in the world. And, I mean, it's just the big thing is the redistricting. We're going to be talking about that a little bit. We'll be talking about it now because our guest is Reading City Councilman Rick Bassetti. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you're welcome. And we're going to get your take on the redistricting. You know, it was announced today, too. But also, of course, the things that are going on in the city with the Convention Center, of course, which is kind of a done deal, but there's still a lot of questions about it. I assume it's a done deal.
Yeah, we're in the final stages here of negotiating the contract with Cornerstone Management Services.
And Cornerstone Management Services is Bethel Church?
Well, yeah, it's a non-religious, community-oriented nonprofit agency that the city will be having the official lease with. Bethel will be their largest customer. So if anyone else wants to come in and lease the facility, they'll go through Cornerstone Management Services.
But Bethel. Okay, let's just make it clear, though. Bethel is the one that signed the lease.
Well, but not all of the people on CMS are going to be Bethel.
Okay. That's right. They're going to have different people.
They're going to have different people.
And I think that's what they said when they were in here. We had Bethel, yeah. and that they would have different aspects of the community there.
As I understand.
I understand, though, they've already started canceling groups like Kids Unlimited.
Is that just
all rumor, or is that?
Carl, I've heard so many different stories. You know, they couldn't because the contract hasn't been signed. It hasn't been finally negotiated.
See, that's what I thought. You know, when people tell me these things, I go, "Well, wait a minute. I mean, unless it's been signed, and how do you know this?" And and I hear people, you know, now as far as the logging convention, that's been announced to move into Anderson.
I would imagine so, because that one doesn't fall within the weekend parameters. That one starts, like, I believe they come in and start setting up on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays. It starts on Thursdays, and it goes through the end of the weekend. And so that wasn't going to be a fit. And so I would expect them, from a planning point, although they weren't told, no, you can't, by the CMS, as I understand anyway, they're just looking at their own planning, going, this is a good plan. We got to move ahead and get this thing settled in.
Okay. Yeah, you know, that's one of the things that they said in the papers. They couldn't get a response, but they said from the city. They didn't say anything about
from CMS or anything like that. Yeah,
right.
I've been out of the loop here. It's summertime. This is a quiet time for me with Simpson University baseball. I finished with my recruiting, and so I've taken actually a few weeks here and gone up in the mountains, the cabins, and down into the wine country with the wife's family, and so it's worked out. It's worked out very well.
Well, that's good. So how was the season this year?
We actually qualified for the conference championships. You know, we're in the Cascade Conference, and there's 9 teams in it. We came in 3rd in the conference this year.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's...
You said 19? Or
no,
nine teams.
Okay. 9 teams, and, you know, we upset the number one seed in the tournament. So it was a good successful year. And you know, the irony, Carl, is that going into the last 2 weeks, we actually had to remove 2 of our senior players from the team for disciplinary reasons.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes you have that in chemistry, right? And what happened, though, was that the young guys pulled together and played very, very well the last 2-3 weeks. We had to win on the last day of our regular season to get into the playoffs, and we did that. And then we went down and we played really well we lost going into the championship game 1-0 in 9 innings. So it was a really successful season for us.
Great. So what do you think about the Red Bluff boys?
That's fantastic.
Is that something?
That is something, you know. And then I couldn't even imagine how excited they must be. And the community, and actually for the whole North State's been carrying it, you know. And
they're a bunch of winners. Kids are winners.
Yeah.
You know,
you know,
you see the front page of the paper and you look at it and you just want to take the paper and, you know, put it in your bird cage or something. You know, it's like, no, kids, hold your heads up. You guys did great.
Yeah.
You know, just did great.
Unfortunately, there's always a winner and a loser.
That's life.
But just because... Like, we feel good about, you know, my season was real successful. We lost 1-0 in the championship. These kids get to look how far they get. And like you said, they're winners.
They are winners. You know what? They've given it their best shot.
How many people are going to have those memories for the rest of their lives?
You know, I wonder about this, Rick. I mean, after we talk about it, we're going to take a break. We'll get into the political stuff. But here's the thing is, those kids that play in the World Series, you know, in Cooperstown.
Mm-hmm.
How big a thing is that?
Williamsport.
You know, at Williamsport, I wonder how many, and this is kind of a little sad way of looking at it, how many of them, say they're playing in that championship, how many of them, is that the highest point of their life? Or because those kids are achievers, do they go on to other things?
Well,
I just wonder about that.
You know, my experience, my life, my anecdotal experience of life, right?
I mean, you were in the big show.
Well, what you see happen is it's the same personality types that do drive on and do find something else to do. And it's like regular life, though. I mean, look at the people who reach the top of the radio world and reach the top of the medical world and reach the top. They're all driven people. And these kids will. You're going to have a percentage of these kids who are going to go on and be successful in life. And but for some of them, unfortunately, it will be their high point. And they'll be reaching back. You know, it reminds me, was it a Billy Joel song or something? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, it's something, though, that, it, like I said earlier, it only happens to a very few. They went as far as they went. And look at the support that they generated from within their community. That was the telling of the community too, you know, for Red Bluff. And people, you know, everyone's community rises up when you have situations like that. And it's unfortunately, it doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and but it takes, you got to have those kind of experiences and situations where you have a young team, or you know, could be, you've seen the same thing happen with girls' soccer or guys in football, high school football, and stuff like this, where guys are moving on or people are having right. success. Look at the excitement that the Rapinoe girl did.
Yeah, that, you know? The one girl brought all the excitement.
Yeah.
And, you know, back up here to the North State. I mean, I almost went out and watched a soccer game.
I watched the highlights.
Okay, you're right. I watched her do that cross-field kick. That was yeah. like, hey, we got to take a break here. Come back. Okay. All right, chat room. I know you've been chewing on me because I'm not asking all the questions, but we'll get started after this break. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:20 in the morning, August the 16th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, 724 in the morning, August the 16th. Carl and Linda Bach. Linda's out running around today getting some things done that we've needed to get done. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Rick Bassetti.
And good morning. Welcome back, Rick.
Thank you, Carl. Good
morning. I mean, you're looking relaxed here, you know, ready to go.
Yeah, this is the relaxed time of the year for me. We'll fire up on September 6th when the university starts up again at Simpson. I've got 32 boys coming in. Well, I have 17 boys returning, 15 new players coming in. City Council gets busy again, and, you know, we're just running then.
Okay. I want to talk about the questions coming in. Any change on Stillwater? Anything at all?
Not to my knowledge or anything at this point.
Are we still grazing cattle out there? Is that the only money we're making off this?
Apparently so.
What about those businesses that were coming in here that they were going to be, you know, that it was in, I mean, we were ballyhooing these businesses?
Right. Well, I know that it's a broken record. I know there's a lot of efforts going into it. EDC is, you know, has in just 1 year, I know with Mark out there working hard.
Mark's a good man.
They've increased the prospect list from, you know, 3 folders to 18 folders. And, you know, Carl, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but one of the real challenges we have out there, it's doing business in California. And especially manufacturing business in California. And even if you are a trucking or a distribution center type in California.
Any type of business in California is not easy.
And so, you know, and we're not getting any relief at all from Sacramento. They just don't seem to get it down there that we're driving and chasing people away. And it's difficult. You know, we have this beautiful facility out there. We're going to be under construction here shortly on the second outlet on the bridge. There is absolutely no reason. And I think that, quite honestly, you know, with combined with the economy and then the restrictions that we have, it just makes it really tenuous for a business, new business coming in. Now, I think that there might be some opportunities for people who are already in California for relocation or, you know, a second location or something like that.
Okay. I know that one of the, you know, questions, you know, I know that Cabela's and a couple others said they will never put a store here.
In California.
In California. Yeah. And you think about it, what a perfect place it would be for Cabela's right here.
Oh, yeah.
In Reading on the I-5 corridor. But they said they'll never move here.
Well, look at what Amazon did, you know, when
moved out.
They decided.
And now they're suing Amazon. I just saw today, you know.
You know, it's why? Why do we take that attitude towards businesses? People who are in are creating jobs and creating sales tax revenue, and then we're going to just regulate them right into the ground and try to tax them into the ground instead of letting them come in and prosper.
Okay. All right, that leads us to a couple other things that have just been in the papers lately, is these fees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people were running for office and everybody that was came on the show, everyone, and I, you know, I'd have to go back and check, but I'm sure you were one of them, because that said, you know, our fees, we've got to do something about our fees here, the cost of them.
And we've reduced fees. We've not increased fees. And we've also changed our whole fee structure now, especially in the home building, to where, and in commercial, where the policy used to be you paid all your fees up front when you went and pulled your permit to go ahead and start construction. Now it's at point of occupancy. So the developers aren't going to have to go out and borrow whatever those fees, that total amount was. I think on average home at one point, or I think the last number I know is about $35,000, $36,000. They were going to have to go out and borrow that money, carry it for the time that they're building it, and until they sell the house. Now they don't have to do it until right at the end. The house is sold. They're bringing people in.
But there's still $35,000 worth of fees, though.
Haven't been increased, and I think that we've had some reductions. You know, when we had the construction trades come in and ask us, you know, with the 10 best ideas and that sort of thing.
Right.
But you're right. They are still, they're still high. And
I was told that, you know, when they were putting in the Kobe place down here, is that the fees for that restaurant were higher than you pay in Houston.
Really?
Yeah, and he and that they were having to pay him up front. I mean, that was back then, but still, I'm thinking, you know, we're in the midst of some of the worst economy that we've ever had. Our fees aren't going up.
Well, there's steady.
But they're not going down. We're not giving a break there. We're not saying, you know, is that hey, you want to build this. We want you to build this.
And there's a group in right now who's doing a detailed study in our engineering department, our planning development study.
Okay, so you think this may be, okay, there may something may happen.
And we're supposed to be getting a recommendation. This all came out of the privatization question, you know.
Okay.
And so now we're comparing and looking, and this is a totally third-party group in here. I think they're called the Zucker Group is in there. The guy's done this all over the country. And so he's going to be bringing a report back, letting us know where our fees actually do stand.
I would love to see that. I would like to see that when somebody actually does take a look at it. Because, frankly, myself and many people in that privatization study had a lot of questions, as I know you did.
Sure.
That. So I would like to see a third party, come back in and say, hey, we're either right or we're wrong here based on what it is.
And once that's published, it's public information.
Let me just do another question when we come back.
Okay.
This is Carl Lindebaugh. Our guest is Councilman Rick Bassetti, and Rick's always here, standing up tall. Join us after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, Fitch Services is giving a more confident outlook on the United States credit rating. The rating service has backed the AAA ranking and says its outlook on the long-term rating is stable. But that affirmation not doing a lot to boost the markets at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow now down by 123 points. Meanwhile, the national credit card delinquency rate is at its lowest in 17 years. Credit reporting agency TransUnion says the rate fell to 0.6% in the second quarter, its lowest rate since 1990. The improvement comes even though there was a slight increase in the debt customers carried for the quarter. And housing starts slipping in July, but not as much as expected. Groundbreaking on new homes fell 1.5% to an annual pace of 604,000. The biggest drag in July was single-family starts, which account for around 70% of new home construction. And building permits, a gauge of future housing activity, also fell 3.2% in July. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
At Walgreens, I'm not just a prescription. I'm Claire, and my doctor told me I have high cholesterol. Suddenly, I have to think about what I can eat, how much I should exercise, how often I'll take my new medication. Every prescription filled at Walgreens goes through a 10-point safeguard check that reviews your current Walgreens health record for allergies and potentially harmful drug interactions, because we know you have a lot on your mind. To learn more about our 10-point safeguard check, talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, there's a way to stay well.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale. Going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Bob. Linda's out today getting all types of things done. She'll be back tomorrow, of course. 7:33 in the morning, August the 16th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee in the morning, and great icy and cold smoothie drinks in the afternoon when it gets hot. Finest walk-in humidor in the state, and you have got to meet the people down there. They are so friendly, so professional down at Tobacco and Brew, and they do so much for our community. Joe and Shelley support the veteran community. And they, and by the way, if you're a veteran, you get a discount down there at Tobacco and Brew, as you do in many other places. In fact, you go to our website, KCNR1460, and click on Veterans. It shows all the places they give discounts in our area, which is great. I can't tell you enough how good that is. But then Joe and Shelley have done so much for the veterans and our community. It's not just veterans. It's our community. They are there, and they're standing up for it. August 25th, they are having a cigar event there with Oliva Cigars, that the representatives will be there to talk about cigars. What's a good cigar? They're going to have raffle items. It's just really a good time there in the community room there at 2143 Hilltop Drive. That's Tobacco and Brew. Our guest is Rainy City Councilman Rick Bassetti. Okay, we talked about Stillwater. We talked about fees, even though that we're not sure about these fees, but I'm just, you know, it's every time I hear fees or quote taxes, fees, you know, it gets people riled up, and it should.
Sure.
The library.
Mm-hmm.
The we went to court over the library,
mm-hmm.
and then the judge said that this was, according to the and her interpretation of what's going on here with the Constitution and the California Constitution, that the that this was unconstitutional. Or
she ruled in favor of the applicant.
Of the applicant, right. And then the city council voted 4-1 to continue with this.
To appeal it.
To appeal it. And why was that?
My vote. I can only speak for why I had my vote for it. This was a precedent-setting decision. And it was by a judge here in Redding. And I felt that, you know, she had just made this precedent for the entire country here that the areas out in front of a public library were, in fact, fall under the definition of the public forum. And no other public libraries anywhere had that definition at this particular point in time. So I figured it was, instead of us setting a precedent, was to say, okay, let's take it to three judges, and if they agree, then it is. And we'll see how it goes. But my logic was, because quite honestly, it was the implications of the unintended consequences. I think who you need to have on here is Janice Erickson, who's managing the library, and talk to her and see what's happened since the time. It has nothing to do with the people handing out leaflets. It has nothing to do with the people who want to get, you know, signatures on paper, things like that. It's now we have, talk to your police and ask them. We have the people who are the transients, who are sleeping on the front porch there now, sitting on accosting people and stuff. And their attitude, and I've heard this directly from one of the police officers, is you lost in court. You can't do anything about this. We can stay here as long as we want. And I understand the free speech aspect, but people need to be able to have the freedom to come and go, too, without being accosted in that regard. And that was just one of those laws of unintended consequences.
So if we're going to be able to have the idea of free speech in front of the library, we've got to put up with bums sitting there and bothering you as you come in. There seems to me there's something in there's got to be something else in there besides them sitting there. They're saying that this is their constitutional
right.
How
do you move them along? All you need is to have someone bring the case for them. Then will the ACLU step in and bring a case for them so that they can stay there and it's their free speech to be there?
Because it's a public domain and it's a city domain, because in front of Target, nobody can be there in front of Target. Is that because
it's private
property? So it's all because of it's federal property, and anybody can stand there
federal.
In front. I mean, county property.
It's public property bought with public money, mm-hmm. and there is a definition of a public forum, okay? And around that public forum, as an example, you could say that the city council chambers are a public forum, but there are controls and constraints how you can talk in there as well. But there are some total open forums where people can gather, like right out in front of City Hall. You can have the signs and the placards and all that sort of
mm-hmm.
thing. Although we don't have people gathering or blocking people coming in. It's just, I think it's just because of the nature of the area.
Well, isn't there such a thing as a public nuisance, though?
There are, as long as they're not being violent or whatever.
But they can still be a public nuisance.
You'd have to define it, I guess, and the officers would have to come in, and you'd have to have the people involved. And, you know, it just seems to be, as opposed to having just a code of conduct like they had before. And it was easy for the library actually put on, out of their own pocket, and, you know, didn't increase the fees that we had, security. And the people there were very, very good at just coming on, hey, moving people along, keeping it nice. There was never confrontations and just moving people along so that it was always nice and wide and open. Never had an effect with the people who wanted to come and gather there for from a public perspective. And so it didn't seem to me unreasonable, Carl, to just say, sign up so we know who's going to be there doing what you're going to be doing. And that didn't seem unreasonable, as opposed to come anytime you want and, you know, go out and put things on people's cars, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, okay. Well, that's, I see where you're going with this, Rick, but let's go to the phones here. John, okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, but I have to take a lot of exception with the things that you're saying out there because they're just plain not true. There, if you go to Google and search, there's at least 35 pages of precedents of public libraries being declared public forums. It's not a precedent-setting case. She referenced in her decision more than 10 different cases that were precedents prior to this one. And why in the world, if you had gone to the court and watched the presentation that Duvernay put on, you guys would not, could not have possibly voted for him to appeal that case. I'm telling you, this is not a winnable situation. We've already lost potentially $200,000, and God knows how much more. This is just plain ridiculous. And it's not just a restriction of times and places for these people. The things that were written were restrictions to locations, to definitions. And you say about the leafleting on cars is a bad thing. It may be, but the Supreme Court has already ruled that it's legal. I can't understand how you four people could have voted for him to continue appealing this thing. It's ridiculous. He can't win, and you're wasting more of our money that we can't afford to lose. Rick, what's going on?
Well, I guess with the information that I had, Carl, that's the decision that I made, and if it proves out that you're totally correct, then I'll have to stand up in front of God and everyone and say that I was wrong.
So the thing is it is going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I see the thing about, I see what you're saying, unintended consequences, but it seems to me that there should be other laws to be able to keep people from bothering people in the sense like bums, as opposed to people, handing, you know, I mean, was it ever a problem? Was it ever a problem before, though, until, was it ever really a problem before until the librarian went out there that one day and said, boom.
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is, all, and then now things exploded, and we've got to take a break. John, thanks for your comments, John.
You're welcome, Carl.
All right.
You guys have a good day.
All right, thanks very much, John. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Rick Bassetti, Carl Lindabott, 7:42 in the morning, August the 16th. It's 64 degrees out there. This is Free Fire Radio.
Satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful Cars customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to Cars since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to Cars?
I met Barb's at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles. Foreign cars all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to Cars.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at Cars.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
What are you gonna do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading and ask about their money-saving home and auto insurance package discounts. SFI Insurance Services has a full line of coverages for commercial, residential, and individual needs. SFI Insurance Services has over 60 years of combined experience serving the insurance needs of people in Northern California just like you. You can be confident that they'll be there when you need them. SFI Insurance Services, your premier insurance agency. 1322 Butte Street across from the bus station in Reading. When you need insurance, think SFI Insurance Services.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 745 in the morning. KCNR 1460, Carl and DeBot. Linda is out there running around today. You know, when we're on the both of us are on the show, and then we're here all day, then there's little things around the house that don't happen, like electricity. You know, there's a wire that goes from here to there that for some reason it no longer goes from here to there. It was here to there yesterday. So she.
It's nice to have a partner, though, right?
Oh, I tell you what, I couldn't have a better partner in the world. Thank you, honey. Our guest, Councilman Rick Massetti, just got a little while. Yes, we've been talking about the library. And, Rick, just one of the things you said off in between is if you're wrong, if they gave you wrong information, then, you know, somebody's going to have to talk, you know, going to have to answer for this.
Right. Nobody wants to look bad.
And we're going to this whole thing, and we're not going to mention names, was based on one person, kind of, starting it.
Well, I think what happened is you had a clash of personalities, and you had strong personalities on both sides, and there was comment made back and forth, and it shows just how this can escalate from here.
And it
did. Where
and
the
so
entire
now,
city gets dragged into this.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands of dollars later, it's
a lot of
money.
Know,
people not understanding why things are done. There's been a lot of 4-1 votes lately.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got, let's go to the phones. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I've got you on speakerphone. Am I coming across okay?
You're coming on fine, Sharon.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr.
If I can say that.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
You know, John just called asking why would you pursue the library issue after the money and then after DuVernay's presentation in court, which I saw, which blew me away at his lack of professionalism. Not looking at the judge, ignoring the judge, talking to the judge with his back to the judge, playing with the chair, bouncing it up and down. I've never seen, I felt like I was watching something on TV. And here you are, and the other council members, I guess most of you, agreeing to let this go back to court again. And now you say, well, I'll have to look into the facts of the matter. Well, the facts, as far as what has been shown in court, what he did, and the issues involved, they're already out there. The facts are out there. And the people in the chamber who come to the Reading Chamber have voiced their opinions. And most of us who have been there don't think this should go forward. And I myself got up to speak, which is a rare thing, saying don't make a mountain out of a molehill. One person complained or however the issue came about, and now it's turned into this. It's ridiculous. Why do you guys continue to ignore the people who come to the council meetings and speak up? How can you ignore them? I just don't get it. This library issue is a joke, and it needs to be squashed, and I think you ought to stop going to court about this. It's just a waste. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. And I want to know, why don't you listen to the council, the people who come to speak? Why are they shut down and ignored? That's all. Thank you very much.
Hey, Sharon, from now on, you've just got to stop holding back and let us know how you really feel here, okay? But those are all good questions, Rick.
Good points.
Thanks, Sharon, so much.
I don't think anyone was shut down. I think everyone got to voice their opinions. And personally, again, I can only speak for myself. I listened to the testimony. And, you know, I don't know about how the behavior of our attorney was and how that entered into a decision, how the decision...
We had lots of comments about that.
And I understand that, but I'm not here to try to, you know, justify or not justify or whatever on the merits of how the city attorney acted in court. I'm dealing with the information that I have. I listened to the testimony. There's a lot of sentiment in this town right now that's very anti-staff. I mean, we don't have a meeting goes by where people aren't attacking our staff all the time. And so to separate out the legitimate critiques versus anger, you know, just out-and-out anger against people, it's difficult. I listen to a lot of people, and a lot of people, Carl, don't come to the city councils that maybe should, that voice different opinions. But to get back to this, the information that I had, the information that, and understanding how this all started, hopefully it can be settled here with this appeal one way or the other.
Well, I guess we'll find out on that.
Yep.
Again, as people are saying, it's another $200,000 that we're looking down
the
line.
And when you,
there's no monetary thing in this, is there?
No, not for the city at all.
I mean, to gain.
No.
Yeah, but
no.
You have to pay for their.
No.
If the city loses,
if
you
the
have
city
to pay
loses, then
for theirs too.
We would pay for theirs. Yeah.
Are we bringing in other attorneys on this?
Not on this one. Not on the appeal.
And as DuVernay said when he was on our show here, he said, you know, sometimes people mistake passion for other things, and just so that and other people that because we've had lots of comments about DuVernay's presentation during the court, and he was asked about that, and he thought of it as more of a passion for what he was doing. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, we've got to take a break here. Our guest is Raton City Councilman Rick Bassetti, who is sitting here, here, let me just put that other little target over here on this side of you right there, Rick. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
About the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Guinness New Life. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the state fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one. Free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It lasts for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As Seen on TV store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Reading. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV store.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Come on, pick up the phone to make a little call. Free Budget Blinds is there in no time at all.
Hi, everyone. This is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the blind guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. What is that strange sound there?
Call me at the ball game.
An
old 1908 version.
Not everybody can find those.
Wow.
You know, that was the fact, you know, that one was recorded when Bob was born. In fact, Bob was there that day. Hey, Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Rick Bassetti, and we're trying to catch up on everything. We've got people on the line, I believe, and but let me ask this other question real quick, because this is coming up tonight, that the city may meet earlier. Instead of having your closed sessions at night,
following the meeting,
that the Missy MacArthur, the mayor, has proposed that they move the closed session start times to 3 p.m. And this, of course, has got people also got has raised some consternation there.
Well, every time there's change, people are adverse to change. And I put myself in that, Carl. You know, when I listened to this proposal, I was reading my packet, and I'm going, wow, there are a lot of different thoughts came to my head. You know, one of them is how's it going to have an effect on the public? You know, we're going to have what happens when we have a really short closed session, and we're done 2.5 hours before council meeting starts. If people want to come and listen, report, or it goes 5 hours. We've had closed sessions that go a long, long time, and you know, that pushes back the council meeting an hour or two. So those are the things I want to discuss tonight with my peers and see how everyone feels about it. You know, I'm all for getting information out to everybody. I've never had any issues with standing up and saying this is what the decision is and this is what it is and how it happened. And so whatever we come up with tonight to decide the best way to get the information out to the people is fine with me.
Okay. The question is, and I think Tim Pappas said it, as you well know, Tim Pappas is. And Tim says is that allows people, that means that people are working. They can't go to the meetings. On the other ones, and if it's because it's a money thing, like Missy said, that this we don't have to pay overtime, and he said, well, you've got a lot of management staff around here that's on salary, that could be there, could be the one person there.
Exactly, and those are major considerations to take in when you're trying to make the decision.
Okay, we've got like 2.5 minutes left. John, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
John, we've just got like 2.5 minutes, and I still have to say goodbye.
This is going to be real quick.
Okay.
Rick, yes. If it is not you and the council who are responsible for determining Duvernay's competence or incompetence, then who is responsible? If you guys aren't determining whether or not he's doing his job properly, and if no, and I can tell you Patrick had an opportunity to observe him in the courtroom, and his performance, which was absolutely poor at best, who is responsible? Isn't he serving at your convenience,
okay,
and your pleasure?
Okay, Rick needs a chance to be able to answer.
Yeah,
thanks, John,
for
the phone call.
And I hope, John, that I didn't lead anyone to believe that the competence question was an issue. I never said that we weren't responsible for his competence or not. He's responsible for his competence, and yes, he serves at our pleasure. And if we don't have the confidence in him, or any other, well, the only other person that the council has direct responsibility for is the city manager and the attorney. And I've never said that we didn't have that responsibility. It sounded like you were asking me a question that I kind of led it on that we didn't have the responsibility, but we do.
Okay. Well, we got like about 30 seconds. This has been a lot of information getting out, a lot of things going on here in the city.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, and like you said, change. Change is tough. And now we got redistricting, and we're going to have Assemblyman Dan Logan. You're supposed to be calling in right after starting the next hour. We need to talk. We didn't even get a chance to talk about that.
No.
But the best thing about living here in town is you can come back again, and we'll get you back again.
Certainly, Carl. I'd be more than happy to make
myself
available.
Thanks a lot for coming on, Rick. You always try to answer the questions there, and I shouldn't say try. You always answer the questions that are addressed to you.
Sometimes people don't like them, but...
Sometimes. Right. Okay, Carl and the Bob, this is Free Fire Radio. When we come back, Assemblyman Dan Lowe should be calling in. This is Free Fire Radio.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Critics say he's campaigning. The White House says President Obama's just on the road talking to people about the economy.
A lot of people don't agree with him, and a lot of people do, but I just say this guy's running the country, and I think he deserves respect either way.
That guy's in Piasta, Iowa, where the president will be, and Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper already is live.
Dave, the president is expected to promote rural economic policies during a forum in this farming community outside of Dubuque. Residents have lined up hoping to get a glimpse of the president as he heads to Northeast Iowa Community College. But some say of this bus tour...
It's a joke. It's taxpayers' waste of money. Just seems like politics. Why is he in Piasta, Iowa? I like the activity here, but he should be back in Washington.
The president holds two town hall events in Illinois tomorrow before wrapping up his bus tour. Dave?
Jennifer, the newest Republican candidate, Rick Perry, is also in Iowa, where the Texas governor raised eyebrows, saying if Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke makes more money available to boost the economy...
At this particular time in American history... is almost treason.
Perry also said Bernanke would be treated pretty ugly in Texas. All the worry about our debt isn't shared by Fitch. That ratings agency is keeping the U.S. at AAA, the highest level, not sharing S&P's pessimism, not downgrading U.S. debt. But that's not stopping stocks from falling. Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti live with the numbers.
Dave, stocks are falling despite the reassurance of a AAA rating by Fitch. The Dow is down 48 points right now, but faring much better than earlier this morning. Pressure on the market due to news out of Europe. Growth among the 17 nations that use the euro fell to 0.2% in the second quarter. Germany was the big contributor to the decline, its growth virtually non-existent. This on the day when French and German leaders meet to discuss the European debt crisis. Dave.
Lauren, the U.S. and South Korea have begun a series of joint military exercises and activity North Korea says is preparation for war. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 microcracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with Safe Light's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
He's not just a rioter or a looter. A British teenager is an accused killer charged in one of the deaths during last week's chaos. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
That's right, he's a 16-year-old boy charged with knocking down and killing a man who intervened in the looting. The kind of attack Britain's Prime Minister says shows Britain has a problem. He blames bad parents, schools unable to enforce discipline, and blindly generous social welfare, which he says in future must not reward idleness. Across England, 3,000 people now arrested. Streets here are quiet, police pledging to stay out in force for another few days. Dave.
Alistair and Iraq, seven people murdered just south of Baghdad, pulled out of mosques by men dressed in military uniform and shot. The victims were part of an anti-Al-Qaeda militia. A child abduction thwarted in New Mexico when a neighbor just didn't call police.
After seeing that the child was forcefully pushed into a van, just something told him that this was clearly not right and that he needed to act.
So Albuquerque Police Officer Tasia Martinez says the man followed the van in his own car, and when the suspect tried to lose him, he crashed the van. The little girl jumped out, and the neighbor then picked her up. Police showed up soon after and arrested the suspect. Who would want to be a guinea pig and subject their body to all kinds of testing and science? Me, in Sweden.
A new study out of Sweden sounds like every dessert lover's dream. 40 volunteers will eat 4 cupcakes a day for 6 weeks in an experiment to study the effects of fat on the human body and metabolic rate. Researchers at Uppsala University will bake all the cupcakes themselves for uniformity and said it was not difficult to find enough test subjects to step forward and put their girth on the line. Colleen Kapp on Fox News Radio.
And baseball has a new member of the 600 home run club. Jim Thome hit his 600th last night. He had 2 homers in the Twins win over the Tigers. Just 8 players now in that elite club. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's 8:05 in the morning on August the 16th. It's Carl on the bot. Linda is out keeping the family together here by getting things done. I should say, or not the family, but the you know, all those things that have to be done when there's two of you that's working all the time. And if you can take off that one day to get everything done, isn't that cool? Have a partner like that. Okay, let's go to Bad Bob and the weather.
Well, right off the bat, Carl, I do want to say school's back in session. Please be aware of that. If you're out there driving around, there's going to be school buses, so take that into account while you're on your way to work.
We were talked about that a little bit yesterday about, you know, out there off of Hartnell and Bocelli, there is a school, and people just zip past there. You got to take a look at it, people. They're out there. Those little ones are out walking, and the school buses are out, so we just had a school bus driver call in and just say, hey, watch out because the kids are out there, and they do not have a lot of patience. You have to.
Sunny and hot, high near 98 today. Tonight's low 65. Good sleeping weather. Sunny and hot continued tomorrow. High near 98, currently 68 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards. Get out there this Thursday. They're having their big... They haven't even started offering pizza out there in that wood-fired oven. And like that New York pizza. It's got that special taste and flavor to it. Dinners, brunches, Anselmo Vineyards, music. They're tell you other place to go to, and it's cooler up there. You sit out there in the veranda and watch the sunset. Okay, as we talked about earlier in the show, on our last hour, it looks like we've got new districts, at least for right now. And in the final drawing of the assembly districts, we're in, of course, district number 1 for the final Senate district. That was the assembly, and district for Senate is district 1. Trinity County is no longer with us. They're over to over in the coastal. And we have, though, a new assemblyman, according to the redistricting, and a new senator, the assemblyman Dan Logue and the senator Ted Gaines. And we are very fortunate to have assemblyman Dan Logue on the phone right now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Assemblyman, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much.
Well, we thought it was just kind of fortuitous that we were... had called you to be on the show, and then it just happens is that all the maps come out today and it hits the front page everywhere.
Yes, it's going to be, I think I'm looking forward for the next couple of years.
Well, you know, right away, the first thing you see is that the GOP is going to challenge their districting plans. What do you see about that?
Well, you know, I think the lines that I've seen are pretty good. I think they're going to challenge the Senate lines probably more than anything else. I don't know if they're going to be successful, but I think the commission did actually a pretty good job with what at their task. It was a difficult task, and the numbers that I saw in the assembly, it's pretty well balanced.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about you because you're new to our area, and we always like to introduce our guests before we get into any type of questions. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Dan.
Well, I've been in business for 35 years. I'm married. My wife's name is Peggy, and we have a daughter. I have, ever since I was 12 years old, in 1962, our family has been going up to, as a second home, to the North State and Dunsmuir, Mount Shasta area in Redding. This is kind of like our second home, so we're really, really excited about being able to represent the people of Shasta, Siskiyou, and Modoc County. We believe that it's a really good fit. I've been in the assembly for 2.5 years, and my primary objective has been to create a business-friendly climate in California. We really believe that the hope and future of California is in growing the economy, and so I've been very active in doing that. We have a house in Grass Valley. We have a home in Dunsmuir, and we're very happy to be able to represent both areas.
Okay. We're going to have to take a break here for a couple minutes, and then when we come back, I know when you talked about being the being for business, that you just had something to do with a trip down to Texas.
Yes.
And I'd like to talk about that and what you and what you learned about that. And then also, of course, some of you, what you believe in and, you know, which are important, of course, to all of us up here in the North State. So this is Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:10 in the morning. Our guest is Assemblyman Dan Logue. And as soon as we get back from these messages, if you've got questions for our future Assemblyman, you know, as of today, now's the time to ask them. This is Free Fire Radio.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's out today getting a bunch of things done. It's August the 16th, and we've got our Business Minute with Wells Fargo, Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Major averages remain in negative territory as attention turns back to Europe. Germany's economy expanded only 0.1% in the second quarter, marking a sharp slowdown from the first. The data came as leaders of France and Germany meet to discuss further measures to contain the European debt crisis. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 65 points at 11,418. The S&P 500 is off 9 points at 1195. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 21 points at 2534. Active stocks on the big board, Hewlett-Packard's up 42 cents at $32.85. Burke & Company's down 15 cents, trading at $31.98. Goodyear Tire is down 19 cents at $13.81. Local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's down 32 cents at 63 and a quarter. PG&E is off 41 cents at $40.35, and Reading Bank of Commerce is priced at $3.36. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is yielding 2.28%, while the 30-year bond is 3.73%. Over in commodities, gold is up $27.20 at $1,785.20 an ounce. Silver is up 66 cents at $40 even, and crude oil is up 83 cents, trading at $87.05 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, Financial Advisors with Wells Fargo Advisors.
Hey, thank you very much, Susan. Okay. Hey, our guest today is under the – we've got redistricting. If you've been kind of like in a rock or someplace out of the country, that they redistrict every place here in California. And under that, our old assemblyman, Jim Nielsen, and Senator Doug LaMalfa are now in different districts. And our assemblyman is a gentleman by the name of Dan Logue, and we have Assemblyman Logue on the phone today. Good morning again, Assemblyman.
Good morning.
Now, you were talking about business. I've got a whole bunch of questions lined up here from we have a chat room going. We stream our show, so it goes all over the United States and, well, I guess everywhere. And we have a chat room that runs all the time, and there's all types of questions coming in that way, too. But when you were talking about business, you just made a trip down to Texas.
Yes. I'm the jobs and caucus chairman for business in California in my caucus. And what the biggest problem that we've had is that many people in Sacramento are saying that the reason we have the highest unemployment rate in the nation is because of a recession, and I disagree with that. I believe it's because of our terrible policies in Sacramento. So I wanted to make a point, so I put together 10 legislators, and even Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom joined us. We went to Texas to meet with businesses that left California to identify the reasons why they left and how we could keep this hemorrhaging leaving California for other states. And it was pretty amazing. We ended up meeting with Governor Perry for an hour. We met with businesses that have left, and they explained that it's their overtaxation and overregulation in California that's become so hostile to business that they have literally been smothered, and they've been treated like ATM machines. And so it got worldwide press, New York Times, The Washington Post, The Wall Street Journal joined us for three days. And then my goal was to try to get the message to the people of California that it's the policy in Sacramento that is keeping our unemployment rate so high and driving thousands and thousands of people out of California that create jobs.
Well, if and Gavin Newsom being there is kind of a higher up representative, but what has become of that? I mean, after it's come back and the report and everybody says that how bad California is doing,
yeah.
Have you seen any changes?
Yeah, it's been amazing. You know, our biggest problem has been the majority party that have been passing all these regulations on business. And so we sat down with Governor Perry, and he looked at Gavin Newsom, and he said, Mr. Newsom, you cannot be for jobs and against business at the same time. You have to be for both. And Gavin Newsom, after the trip, just did a big press release down in San Jose last week, came out with a jobs and business plan for California and because of the trip to Texas. And, you know, he and I are philosophically on opposite ends, but what I want is I want to see California's back to work. I want to see our economy grow. And so instead of fighting over a shrinking pie, that we can grow the pie, and that's the hope of our future.
Okay. But as of right now, there's been nothing. Has there been a positive plan step saying, hey, you know what, we're just going to cut the fees for businesses here if they come to California? Nothing like that, though.
Yeah, there is. Oh, okay. What we do is we've got a package of about 40 bills that we're going to introduce for next year that will roll back regulations, put in sunset clauses on regulations, roll back costs, look at commissions that are unnecessary, bills that will keep the state from duplicating inspections on businesses that, you know, really don't need to be done. It's basically streamlining the process, keeping the cost of business down. When you have five times more businesses leaving California this year than last year, we have a major problem.
Five times, Dan?
Five times more businesses have left. We have a business every day leaving California, and we're expanding in other states. The Silicon Valley Group, the technology industry is moving.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Okay. Just want to make sure make sure you're there. We had a click there. Anyway.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Okay. No, I know it wasn't you. I know exactly who it was. It wasn't me. Okay. Okay. Five businesses. Did you say a day?
Five times more businesses leaving this year than last year, and we're losing at least one business every single day. And I met with a gentleman from Greg Industries in Nevada, and he left for Nevada, and he came to our hearings one time I put on in Nevada, and he said that doing business in California was the death of 1,000 cats.
Yeah. Well, I believe that. No, I mean, but these are things that people have been saying for years.
Yes.
And yet, okay, so there's 40 bills that's going to be introduced that, you know, these commissions, and I'm going to get to a bunch of other questions here, but the commissions, I mean, 100 commissions, and each one of them must be getting paid a lot of money, and they're just, I just can't believe that the party in power, and it's been in power, and they're kind of like making it in ways that they stay in power, are coming around on this.
You know what? The public, it's been my goal to get the public well aware of what's going on so they start pushing back and demand results. And we're starting to see that happen this year for the first time since I've been there for 3 years. I had hearings in the state of Nevada 2 years ago. Senator Anastad joined me and 13 other legislators, and it really lit the match to get the message out to the people that there's a reason why this state is suffering and the people are suffering, and that's because of the policy. So it's been an intense battle, but we're gaining a lot of ground right now, and we plan on winning this war. When you have a state like Texas that created 169,000 jobs in 3 years, and California lost 1.2 million, that is a major meltdown.
Well, I guess so, but the figures you're using here, we're losing a business a day, and we also know of Southern Oregon comes down here and poaches.
Yes.
They poach one a month, I was told by a person in business. They just come down and say, this is what we'll do for you, and we lose them to Oregon.
Yes, and you know what? It's interesting. When you go across that California line into Medford, or you go up and past up on the coast, you can tell it's the difference between day and night. It really is profound.
Oh, yeah.
How businesses are in Reno. Go to Reno in Sparks, Nevada, and look where all these businesses that came from California are now settled. Sacramento doesn't get it. And what we need to do in Sacramento, quite honestly, is a part-time legislature. The more that the legislators meet in Sacramento, as far as I'm concerned, the more damage they're doing to the state.
Well, you don't expect me to argue with that, do you, I hope, Dan? Okay.
Well, no, but it's going to be right on the ballot this year, and I think it's a real possibility.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here for a couple minutes. Our guest is Assemblyman Dan Logue, our new Assemblyman under the redistricting. We've talked about jobs, and just the fact is that maybe, just maybe, the gang in Sacramento have realized is that losing one job a day, or one business a day from the state of California, we just can't sustain that any longer. We'll be back after these messages. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, buddy, head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the white pages or on the internet. SFI Insurance Services.
Break out your leather. It's time again for the Haven Humane's annual Dog Pound Poker Run. Saturday, September 10th. Registration starts at 8 a.m. at Wind River Casino, where breakfast will be served to all registrants. The Poker Run roars through the foothills, collecting cards for your poker hand. Ride concludes at Lakeshore Inn and RV Park in Lakehead, where festivities and creative bike games will resume, along with a tri-tip and chicken dinner, as the live band fills the air for plenty of dancing. Prizes will be awarded to high and low hand. Pre-registration is $35. Event day, $40. For more information or pre-registration, call 241-5262. That's 241-5262. You can find more information at havenhumane.net.
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 microcracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with Safe Light's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta spring water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta spring water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta spring water, naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on here, KCNR 1460.
Welcome to the land of non sequiturs.
Yeah, I'm just getting ready to fall over here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Leia, he's the one we put our eyes in his hands because he's our eye doctor. He's the man at 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Been in business right here in Reading for 20 years. He's got his own lab. His people are so professional. Everybody there is friendly. He's got glasses for the whole family, the latest design and progressive lenses, and no insurance. Give him a call. He wants you to be healthy. He wants your eyes to be healthy. That is so important. Dr. Joseph Leia, 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. Our guest, Assemblyman Dan Logue, our new Assemblyman. And, Dan, we have a welcome back to the show, and we've got a phone call here and some questions. Okay, John, you're up. Okay, John's not up.
I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Okay, we're ready.
Good morning again. Assemblyman Logue, how are you today?
I'm great, John. How you been?
Good, thank you. Hey, first of all, I'd like to thank you for your efforts on the part of the World War II Vets Memorial that you did.
Oh, thank you.
And raising the funds to get that built, and I think it's tremendous.
Thank you.
And I hope, as our new Assemblyman, you can help reinstitute the Veterans Home completion as a state priority.
Absolutely.
I think
highest priority. I mean, we're working on that right now.
Thank you. It's almost criminal what's been done as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. And I mean, so much effort went into getting it as far along as it did, and then to just have it stopped is it's just painful.
Absolutely. No, we're with you all the way.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
As chair of the caucus task force on jobs and economic recovery, do you feel the redevelopment agency is a good and effective method of improving community growth and job development? Also, do you feel the shifting of funds from low-cost housing to business development, such as the purchase locally of the Costco building, is an honest use of these redevelopment agency funds?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I think that's one of the reasons why the redevelopment situation is where it is right now, is that there's been tremendous abuse. They're using these resources to build stadiums and throughout the state of California, and the purpose of the redevelopment has drastically changed from where the original intent. So my vote on that has been basically that it needs to be completely reformed. The resources have to go back towards the original intent, which is restoring
blight. Which is cleaning up blight.
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yes.
The determination of what is blight and what these funds should be directed for has got to be redefined, and I think at the state legislative level, your level, and we need to get some clear indication as to how we can clean up some of the slums we have in various communities rather than take and rebuild businesses and give them a little spit and polish.
Yeah, you're absolutely 100% right, and that's how this definitely got off the track. Somewhere down the line, it also is a situation where the people who create those bonds are not held accountable. And if the bonds are not paid off by the businesses, then the taxpayers basically are on the hook for it. So there's some real issues here that some major reform measures need to take place. I agree with what you're saying.
One last thing, if you could make some comment on what the state can do to make this place a business-friendly location again. Because we are really in a bind, losing businesses. But more importantly, nobody wants to look at us anymore because we've made it so difficult. What can be done?
That's been my passion from the day I was sworn in. I've had hearings all over the state, and what has to be done is there has to be Sacramento has to start getting the issue that we have become a state. What we had last year is, we had a gentleman came to me and left for another state, and he paid $700,000 in taxes. And he told me, he said, Dan, I'm leaving for Arizona. And he says, in order to replace me, you're going to have to create 15,000 new jobs. So what we've done in the state is we've punished people who create wealth. We've punished businesses who create jobs and opportunity. We have to start rolling back these regulations, start looking at these commissions and these regulatory agencies, and to pull them back to where we're competitive. Texas has done that. I mean, they have, you know, they have a formula where if you're in Texas, you're here, the government says, we're here to help you, not to fine you, not to punish you, and not to stalk you. And so it's a culture in this state that government really believes that businesses owes government, and it has to change.
Okay. You know, one of the questions, we got about a minute here before we have to go to our news break, Dan. One of the questions that's come up. Fitted bed sheets that there was there was, can you tell that y'all voted on the fact there can't be fitted bed sheets? This is this has been going on in the chat room for like the last 5 minutes here.
It's scary. This is the best reason for part-time legislature. Think about this. Economically, we're going upside down, and they're voting on fitted bed sheets.
I know.
Does that not scare anybody?
It's frightening. It really is. We've got like 15 or 20 seconds. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the veterans home, which you've you're jumped in there fighting for us too, and other things that other points that you are for or against. Mm-hmm. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio. It is 8:30 in the morning.
Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A show of confidence in the American government.
Fitch Ratings is reiterating the AAA credit rating for the United States. The rating agency says the pillars of America's creditworthiness remain intact and a diversified, wealthy economy can absorb shock. This is in contrast to Standard & Poor's, which cut the rating of the U.S. a little over a week ago.
Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti, but Wall Street is focusing on concerns about slowing European growth, especially in Germany, and news of fewer new home starts in the U.S. The Dow is down 51 points. The man suspected in a bomb hoax in Australia has been ordered to stay in custody in Kentucky and may be sent back to Australia this fall.
Paul Doug Peters, an international businessman, is accused of locking a fake bomb to the neck of a young Maddie Pulver demanding money. New South Wales police say Peters slipped out of Australia before the evidence pointed to him. Court documents show he was tracked down through an email account.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Louisville, Kentucky. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale. Going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Oh, Free Fire Media. Carl in the box. Linda's out getting things done today. Left me here by myself. Always miss her. August the 16th, it's 68 degrees. It's going up to like 93 or 94 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and a man in black, great haircuts. It's like taking a step back in the time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, great conversation, and it's man's last stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest is Assemblyman Dan Logue, our new Assemblyman. Good morning, Dan. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Dan, we have another series of questions, but we also have another caller. Bruce, good morning. You are on with the Assemblyman.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Quick question for Dan there. Is there any possible way that you can overturn any of the mandates that Governor signed into that we have to produce 30% of our energy by in the next couple of years, which is going to drive the cost up by a ton? So if you were a business going to move into this state, knowing that down the river you're going to have this much higher energy costs, there's anything you can do with that? And the other thing, I'll take it off there. Does everybody, I wouldn't know how many people in California know that Texas legislatures, there's 181 members, and they meet for 140 days every other year, and they get paid $7,200 a year. Anyhow, we'll let you discuss that if you would. Thank you.
Okay. Dan, did you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And I'm glad he asked that question. I led the fight against that renewable portfolio, which is going to cost the taxpayers of California an additional $8 to $9 billion a year in electricity cost. And when you're a manufacturer in California, 53% of your total cost is energy. In the last 10 years, we've lost 700,000 manufacturing jobs. They pay on an average of $70,000 per job. They're leaving this, they have left the state, and the rest are going to follow. And I did something that I've never done before on the assembly floor. I planned on it for 2 weeks. When this bill came to the floor, I had a permit from a local logging company just to harvest timber in California, and it weighed 10 pounds and it was 900 pages. And as we talked about the renewable portfolio and the cost of doing business in California, I tossed that paperwork on the floor and said to the people of California, this is what you've done to them. And trying to make the point and drive it home that California is not going to sit back and allow people who have never signed a check on the front, who've never run a business in their life, to drive these industries out of the state and put people in the unemployment line. It is absolutely outrageous. And his second comment about part-time legislature in Texas, that's kind of what I'm looking to base my bill on, is we go there once every 2 years for about 180 days. The bottom line is the less the legislature's in session, the less freedom they can take away from the people of California. There was a study recently done, and I'll explain to you why it's so important to me to make sure that businesses are free to do business in California. There was a study recently done that showed that California is the most overregulated state in the nation, but a poll was done, and based upon the numbers, that we are now the second least free country free state in the nation also individually. So when you start overbearing on businesses, eventually it goes into our personal life, and that's what's happened to California. Our freedoms are shrinking every day. We have a nanny government, just like the bill concerning fitted sheets. I mean, can you imagine government having the audacity to tell people how to make their bed in a crisis that we have, that's an economic meltdown? It's just unfathomable.
Well, we're not surprised at all by that, you know, up here in the North State, and because we see other things. Let's talk about Second Amendment. Every time we turn around, there's another law restricting the, you know, our rights to even go out and buy ammunition. Under this new law, I think I have to give a thumbprint if I buy a box of 22 ammunition, yet I can go next door and buy a pound of medicinal marijuana, and the only thing I need is kind of like a folded up piece of paper in my pocket.
Yeah, it's upside down, and they're chipping away at the Second Amendment every single session that we have. And it's interesting, on the floor of the assembly, as they were trying to pass that bill on identifying ammunition, I got up and I said, you know, it's interesting to me for you to blame people who, because a gun is involved in a crime, is like, and to take away the rights of these citizens because somebody in East LA used a weapon, so you end up punishing everybody in California. It's kind of like saying to a student who flunked their grade, that you're going to take away their pencils. I mean, it's the same comparison. I mean, it's not the weapon that's created the crime, it's the criminal. So prosecute the criminal and leave the law-abiding citizens alone. I mean, it's a fundamental right of individual freedom in America, and our Constitution is established upon that. So they're chipping away at it. I don't think it's constitutional, and but we're doing the best we can with what we have. But I am chief minority whip in my caucus, and we vet all these bills. Last year we were able to shut down some of these bills in the very last moment because they ran out of time. So we're pushing back, but we've got to get more people in Sacramento that believe the way that we do.
Okay. All right. We've got to take a quick break. Our guest is our new assemblyman, Dan Logue. And when we come back, I want to talk to Dan about unions and reform of the unions. Is there going to be any changes in that? And just a couple other things, too, we want to be talking about. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, equal housing lender.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
She entertained troops around the world with Bob Hope in the USO Tour. Now, Jan Daly will entertain you at the Cascade Theater on a benefit concert for the Shasta Family Justice Center. Bank of Commerce Reading is presenting Jan Daly September 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Theater and online at ShastaFJC.org. Media sponsors include Results Radio, KCNR, The Record Searchlight, and WE Multimedia.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, we're beating that drum, and it's only Tuesday, 8:45 in the morning on August the 16th. Hey, we're chatting and streaming at KCNR1460.com, and you can give us a call at 605-4567, as Sharon has done. Sharon, you're on line two. You got a question for our guest, Assemblyman Dan Logue.
Carl, this is Sharon. Am I on?
You are on.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning, Assemblyman Logue.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good.
Carl,
thank
real
you.
Quick, I want to thank you for, again, giving a forum for people to call. This is the first time I will have ever spoken to an assemblyman, and I vacillate back and forth to get politically involved or not, but whether I want to or not, you guys are there, and there's no excuse for people not to get involved if they want to, because you give them that opportunity. So, again, thank you to KCNR.
Well, thank you so much, Sharon.
Okay, now, Mr. Logue, this may be a little premature to ask, but speaking of permits and manufacturing and locally here, I want to bring it to pot, to marijuana. Mm-hmm. To me, no matter what we do, what the feds or the state say, pot's here to stay. And locally, there is already an industry here. There's a lot of co-ops, and people are growing and selling. And this is what's helping people to survive right now. And I can foresee, if it's federally approved or however it has to go, a hemp plant here where we make our own rope or hammocks, even clothes, a real industry that's already here. And I'm just curious what your take would be on that. That's it.
You mean legalizing it on a federal level?
If that's what it has to be done, but see, even though it's illegal right now federally, we're doing it, you know, and a lot of cities are. So I don't know how much control the feds, you know, really have, but if it's possible, I'm curious if you would support an industry like that, not necessarily the medical marijuana, although, you know, medicine's a great future industry as well. But, you know, a real manufacturing plant using the hemp. I mean, it's been historically grown and used throughout all the years.
Yeah. Well, no, I have not supported the I realize that the medical marijuana is legal in California. I do not personally support the growing of it as a legal crop. It is a federal issue right now, and I just think that along with law enforcement, that that's a step that I'm not prepared to take right now. It's just something that I can't get behind. I believe that we should spend our time and energy on manufacturing and bringing these manufacturing jobs back from China and India and other parts of our nation that will grow an economy that will expand. But to legalize it and to have it as a crop is something that I could not support.
Okay. A big question has been for a lot of our listeners is the problem with illegals coming into California. What's your stance on that, Dan?
Well, you know, you got to shut off the magnet benefits. We have 2.5 million illegal aliens in California. It's costing the taxpayers $11 billion a year, which we cannot afford. I believe we need to, number one, we need to secure the borders. Number two, I would support going back to the Becerra program that we had in the 60s, you know, where if we had workers that come across from other countries and they work here and they have the identification, and when the season was over, they went back to their nation of origin. That worked very well, and when that stopped is when the illegal immigration problem actually became a real issue. Now we have we've got gangs from El Salvador and Nicaragua coming into Los Angeles, the AC-13 gangs. There's been a widespread report of terrorism coming across the border on the south border. This is going to be a national security issue sooner or later. And the bottom line is California only has so many limited resources, and for the taxpayers to pay $11 billion a year in order to give health care and education to the citizens of the world, we just don't have the resources to do that. So I've always been very adamant, and I believe, and I've campaigned on the issue of securing our borders, allowing the people of California to create the jobs in California, and to reinstitute the Becerra program that we had in the 60s.
Okay, Dan. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I do want to get to, we spend $50,000 a year per inmate. The realignment that's just happening, and also if we can do that, I mean, it's reform of the government unions. Like, you know, we've only got like 6 minutes when we get back, so if you can get all those, you're doing a great job. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
I'm Dr. Catty Wampus. Welcome to Cat Chat. At Haven Humane Society, cats count. Today's guest is Catsius Clay. Do you prefer Catsius or Meow Hamid Ali?
Just call me the greatest. I fight for cats' rights, and I always win fights.
Today's topic is feline vaccinations. It's important to protect cats from disease, fleas, ticks, and heartworms.
Yeah, not vaccinating your cat is like sending it into the boxing ring without gloves. Give it a fighting chance.
Cats count. Call the Haven Humane Society Spay-Neuter Clinic at 241-1650.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back down.
No, we won't back down.
No,
Carl and the Bot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 8:53 in the morning on August 16th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Great place. Discounts for veterans. Espresso Joe's. Got great coffee, great drinks there. Finest walk-in humidor. Joe and Shelley do so much for our community. Not just for the veterans who get discounts, but for our whole community. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Having a big cigar event on 25 August. It's going to be a great time. We'll talk more about that later on this week. Our guest is our newest member, I guess, to the family here, Assemblyman Dan Logue. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Okay, let's talk about prisons. $50,000 we're spending on each prisoner. And do you see, how can we reduce that? How can we knock this back?
We have, it's interesting because we've got about approximately 28,000 of those prisoners that we have in our system in California are illegals. And I'm drafting a bill right now that we would exchange those illegals and send them back to the country of origin. The bottom line is it costs $50,000 per criminal. There's also a bill that they passed in Arizona called Rapid Repack. And what they did is they identified the illegals that were not violent, and they had an agreement with them that they would ship them back to the country of origin. If they came back into Arizona, they'd get automatic 10 years. So they sent 1,500 back to Mexico, and only 39 came back into Arizona after that.
That's
something that we need to look at in order to cut the cost. But we have realignment also. I do not believe that realignment is going to work because the state's going to cut off funding to this local government after 5 years. So the burden's going to shift from the state to local government, and they're going to have to raise the resources, and it's going to be very difficult for them to do that.
Oh, we're having huge problems up here, Dan.
Yes.
We've had to shut down a floor of the jail. We've got people already. It looks like a revolving door, and
yeah.
Everybody up here is everybody that knows anything about realignment is very, very concerned about this.
Absolutely. And you know, I voted against it. We fought against this. We tried to explain this. I've told the governor, I said, this is a big mistake on your behalf, that you're going to shift the burden because the state cannot live within its means onto the backs of local government. And the local governments have to balance their budget. I was a supervisor for 6 years, and we had to do that. So why should we punish them because this Sacramento cannot live within their means? It doesn't make sense. So, you've got to get CSAC and the League of Cities to rise up and to reverse this legislation because it's going to cripple their ability to do business and to function in the future.
Yeah. Okay. The last question is that you're in Grass Valley.
Yeah.
We're used to seeing Jim Nielsen and Doug Emhoff up here a lot. Are we going to see you a lot?
Absolutely. And actually, on my reelection, Jim Nielsen's endorsed me. Like I said, we've got a house up in Siskiyou County. We're going to be up there an awful lot. My wife and I are very, very happy to see Shasta in our district because we've been going there for so long in our lives, and we've been there so many times. It's just like a natural fit. I know the issues concerning water. I know the issues with crime. The timber industry is a major issue for us. I voted against the water bond that was going to cost the taxpayers $12 billion. We're concerned about water being sent south. These are issues that are very, very important. But the primary issue for Shasta County and the North State is let's put these people back to work. And I'm absolutely going to be putting together hearings in the North State, Shasta and Redding. I've done this in Nevada. I've done this in Texas, in San Diego, all over the state, to bring in businesses to share their story of what it will take for them, for the state of California to help them bring jobs to their region, and that's going to be my highest priority.
Okay, and I've been corrected here by one of the chat members who do this a lot with me, is that this doesn't take place until December 2012. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay,
yes.
So Jim Nielsen is still here as in Senator LaMalfa, but under the redistricting plan, it would be you after in January of 2013. Then.
It'll be actually be in 212 of 212. December.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
When we go back, we can reconvene in 212. But between now and then, we're going to spend our time in the district getting to know the people, working. Jim and I are already working together. I'm working with him in my old district, and he's working with me in the new portion of my district. But this new district that I have really is 60% of my old district, which, I carried about 67% of the vote. I've done real well in the mountain regions because I believe that we're such a good fit. So we're already working with each other to make sure that
okay.
the people see the transition.
Well, the transition, I hope, is very smooth. Jim's done a good job for us. And Assemblyman, Dan, every time you're in town, we expect you to stop by and say hello.
We would love to do that, and I appreciate and enjoyed the conversation today.
Well, thank you so much for your frankness, and I think we have a pretty good idea what you stand for.
Thank you.
All right. It was Assemblyman Dan Logue. Was our guest today. I see tomorrow's Sheriff Pasinko, and we've got Gary Cadd coming in.
I would call this one of our more lively shows.
Oh, yeah, we've got a...
smoke. I've got to get the fire extinguisher away for the computer.
Yeah, for the chat room and everything. It's the only way you're going to hear from the people that represent us right there, and you can ask them questions. And Sharon, you're absolutely right. But it's your questions. It's you all that puts us out here like that, and it allows us to do that. So thank you so much. Thank you. So